This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, a turn now to the once and future state of corporate mergers and acquisitions in this economy, media division. Yesterday, as you know, AT&T was cleared to buy Time Warner for 85 billion simoleons, which has begat, apparently, a late afternoon but pretty much expected bid today from Comcast, $65 billion cash for 21st Century Fox, which Disney is already trying to buy. Coincidence? Oh, I think not. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson takes a look at which would-be media dealmakers can take hope from the AT&T decision and which might ought to be more cautious.
The pace of mergers and acquisitions is already at record highs and now likely to keep chugging, says Matt Toole. He's director of deals intelligence at Thomson Reuters, which has tracked M&As for over 30 years.
The fact that this deal can go through without any conditions has kind of everyone in the media, telecom, technology space looking at potential areas of expansion or growth. You know, I think there are a lot of very busy investment bankers and lawyers over the past 24 hours.
Or put another way,
it's going to be a big year for all of the steakhouses that the investment bankers like.
Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan says media companies in a similar position to AT&T and Time Warner, reacting to tectonic shifts in their industry, can take hope from this decision. Also,
it's probably an encouraging decision for people in healthcare because there you have another industry that also is going through some changes and needs to go through some structural changes.
But he warns this doesn't mean any company can merge with anyone, especially in a deal between two direct competitors like T-Mobile and Sprint. In fact, the judge wrote in his opinion, the temptation by some to view this decision as being something more than a resolution of this specific case should be resisted by one and all. He even threw in an exclamation point. Donna Hittrich is with Columbia Business School.
It's a precedent-setting case, but I don't think it's as clear as if you do A, B, and C, everything's going to be great.
She says when it comes to M&A, especially in the media industry, this decision is a positive, but not a panacea. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.